You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Jesus Christ was a man with birth, biography, and burial.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
God, Creator and Redeemer of the world, cheer us up with the good news of Jesus Christ. We believe he was crucified, dead, and buried for us. Now give us faith to trust him for life and to see us through death. We pray in the name of Jesus, who was and is the Lord of life and of death. Amen. I believe in Jesus Christ, says the Apostles' Creed, who was crucified, dead, and buried. It is the story of the whole New Testament. In fact, it is the story of the whole Bible. It is the story of the universe, because it is the story of God who created our world, sustains our world, loves our world, and has redeemed our world. Don't ever forget, said St. Paul to a young man named Timothy, the wonderful fact that Jesus Christ was a man born into King David's family, and that he was God, as shown by the fact that he rose again from the dead. Don't ever forget that Jesus was. Jesus was. He was crucified, dead, and buried. Christ's people have always told about it, not as the end, but as the beginning. It's history, but not just history. It's the basis for everything real that is, and for all the real that is still to come. The grace of God that brings salvation, said St. Paul, is offered today to all men. It is a very practical thing. Along with this gift comes the realization that God wants us to turn from godless living and sinful pleasures and to live good, God-fearing lives day by day, looking forward to that wonderful time when his glory will be seen. The glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He died under God's judgment against our sins so that he could redeem us from all our iniquity and make us his very own people with real enthusiasm for what is right and good. Here's the real story of God. Jesus was. He really was. There's no doubt about it. He really died. There's no doubt about that either. He was crucified, dead, and buried. That's the gospel, the good news of God. It may not sound like good news to some people, but there it is, as true and real as anything that has ever happened in human history. Wherever the church is really doing a job, it is always talking about Jesus Christ. That's the way it was in the apostolic age, and that's the way it's got to be today. Even though it is the 20th century, with all kinds of sensational sideshows to occupy the attention of people, Jesus was. His place in our history is secure. The early church was not content to speak pleasant words about truth and beauty, about goodness and decency, about glory and majesty. It had to tell about Jesus Christ. when the apostles of Jesus Christ told about him, they talked about a real one. He was not a man without a history. He was a man with birth, biography, and burial. His history is just as real as yours or mine. That's the point of the gospel. He was crucified, dead, and buried, just as every one of us dies and his mortal remains have to be laid to rest. We are talking today about someone who is as real as we are. We are born, we live a life of sorts, and we die. We are buried. It is the stuff of which obituaries are made. It's part of our identity as it is of common reality. Unless you are simply an idea, a dream, a phantom, and not a real person, you are born, and you die, and you are buried. So it was with Jesus. He was crucified, dead, and buried. History does not get too much of a hearing these days, because history is so easily manipulated. People mistrust what they read and hear. What is more, they don't see too much of a connection between what happened in the past and what is happening today. When people have no roots and no identity, it should not surprise anyone to find large numbers of people trying to escape from the harsh realities of life and of death with a pathetic faith in the miracles of science or in the promises of some philosophical system or even some religious mysticism. No wonder that some people treat Jesus like a dream to be treasured in the mind and heart, an attractive figure without any reality at all. The real Jesus was crucified, dead, and buried. He's too much of a real man for a lot of people, too much a part of the history of mankind, too much of a suffering servant who dies to redeem the world. He's too real to be taken seriously. When the churches neglect the cross of Christ and offer another gospel, however attractive it may be, people lose their hold on reality. The late Dorothy Sayers wrote, "Official Christianity of late years has been having what is known as a bad press. We are constantly assured that the churches are empty because preachers insist upon too much doctrine, dull dogma, as people call it." The fact is the precise opposite. It is the neglect of dogma that makes for dullness. The Christian faith is the most exciting drama that ever staggered the imagination of man. And the dogma is the drama. The dogma in this case is real history. It is the life and blood history of what God was up to through the man of Nazareth who was crucified, dead, and buried. The happening is Jesus Christ himself. In Christ, God rescuing his creation. That's the story of the gospel. If it is true that churches are empty and people are indifferent, it is because they have no news to believe. Moralisms and legalisms may sound good and produce temporary results, but they are not the gospel. Philosophy and social action may be the church's message in certain areas, but it is not news. It falls far short of the dramatic deed of God's grace revealed in our history. That's in Jesus Christ. There is no other. Jesus was. His suffering and death were told to the world as news. Good news from God. In Christ, God acted in divine love and forgiveness. Everyone has to make a decision about that news. It's either good or it is not good. An idea, a teaching, a moralism, a bit of mysticism can produce a certain enthusiasm on the part of some people, but it does not require a decision. This happened. It demands belief, faith, trust. You can dismiss it, reject it, pretend it never happened, and deny its meaning, but you cannot avoid a decision. Jesus was. That affirmation is a decision, a personal faith. It is response to God and to his word. It is reaction to his promise in the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. It is saying yes to the history of Jesus. It is your history too. It is accepting God's offer of grace and forgiveness to you. It is recognizing God's verdict upon your sin through Jesus who was crucified, dead, and buried. It is the beginning of a new reality, a new history, a new hope. Jesus was. Accept that, and you say, I am. I am loved. I am forgiven. I am a son or daughter of God by faith in the Jesus who was. I have a new identity and a new destiny. What happened to him was for me. He died for me. When the apostles went into the world preaching the good news that Jesus was what they were looking for, they got response. Luke tells us about the reaction to a sermon preached by St. Peter on the first Pentecost. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. The crucifixion, death, and burial of Jesus Christ are a call to the whole world to repent, to change, to renounce the history that goes nowhere but to the grave, to confess the pride that presumes a man can be the master of his own fate, to find forgiveness in the death of the Lord, to experience peace and joy in the new life which is in Jesus Christ, to get caught up in a new happening which begins and ends in God, to believe and to be forever. All of that is in Jesus Christ and in Him alone. It is a very simple story, told in words anybody can understand. I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. That's history. Jesus was. Jesus Christ was born, a little man as our babies are born. He grew up to be the man that He was. Had He not been born, He would not have lived. If He had not lived, He would not have died. If He had not died, He would not have been buried. If He had not been buried, He would not have been raised from the dead. Jesus Christ was. He was raised from the dead. That's different. But not as different as some might think. It's God's promise, as real as Jesus Christ Himself. He is the first fruit of a great harvest that is even now beginning to come in. That's history. Our history. Your history. In Jesus Christ. It's God's promise to you in Jesus Christ. That requires a decision, your decision, to take Jesus Christ as your Savior and then to go with Him. It's God's style to act within our history. And there is no human style like going with God in your own history. In Jesus Christ, something happened. St. Peter told his people after the healing of a crippled man, rulers of the people and elders, we are being examined today about a good deed done to a cripple. By what means this man has been healed? Be it known to you all and to all the people of Israel, by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by Him this man is standing before you well. In Jesus Christ, something happens. Through His crucifixion, death, and burial, the whole power of sin is crushed. God acts to forgive and to heal the sinner. Jesus was. Because Jesus was, Jesus is. With all of His lordly power, He is. He was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, He rose again from the dead and ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the living and the dead. He is. For you He was, and for you He is. Take it, my friend, as the good news it is. Good news to you. Good news from God. Amen.